Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Juana Toledo from the Mayan People's Council. This statement I make on behalf of the DESC network, the indigenous people and civil society around the world. We fight for peace and life. We want for these states to act with urgency, to move forward with and adopt the binding instrument on human rights and business activity. There's an urgent need to stop the violations of human rights, the destruction of Mother Earth, the destruction of community democracy and climate change, all as a result of corporate activities. Negotiations should be based on the third revised draft. This should bear in mind the comments that give a priority to the demands of the and claims of the indigenous peoples as a result of the human rights violations and abuses that they have suffered, as well as the focus, which is necessary, on the extraterritorial obligations of the states. This must remain at the heart of this instrument. Otherwise, we run the risk of leading to impunity for the corporations. The states must create effective mechanisms to remedy and compensate communities, and in particular, individuals that have been especially affected by the transnational corporations. And this includes the extractive industries. They must address the different and disproportionate impact suffered by women in all of their diversity, the indigenous people, non-binary individuals, rural communities, and other groups that have been historically marginalized. States must be honest. They must recognize that the voluntary frameworks and measures currently in place are insufficient when it comes to fostering remediation and reparation. States should also protect this process of corporate capture, because the corporations should not be making decisions on our rights in multilateral settings such as this. We need laws, international laws, that are binding when it comes to ensuring that companies are accountable for their violations of human rights, environmental damage, neocolonization, and the pilfering of territories. Collective rights must prevail over corporate economic interests. But more than anything, this would guarantee the enjoyment of self-governance, self-determination, and the quality of life for peoples. Thank you.